Blog Talk Radio.
Far across the ocean, from sea to shining sea, different kinds of people sing a sweet harmony. Take a look around you, think about what you see. We can live together, side by side, you and me. One song that the whole world can sing, one voice that together will bring, one hope that above everything, the whole world can sing one song.
Everyone's a brother or a sister that you meet. We are all one family, living on the same street. So let's sing together a song with beautiful sound. All the music that we make, we'll spread love all around. One song that the whole world can sing, one voice that together we'll bring, one hope that above everything, the whole world can sing one song.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light, spiritual radio for a Wednesday evening, afternoon, depending where you're at in this beautiful country. Hope you're doing good. Got great shows lined up for you. We'll be going for the next three straight hours, just to give you a heads up. And coming up the top of the next hour, Lisa Zayas will be coming up a couple hours early. We thank her for that coming up. So next hour, so stay with us here on Journey into the Light, and we also have Christy Lee. Christy going to be joining us here for our very first show, and that'll be the last show tonight. That'll be starting at 8 o'clock, and don't forget our homeless mission. Our link is on the show page. Please make a donation to help those that need our assistance. We'll be talking about that more later tonight. And joining us now, Kristen Joy is coming on, and she is a spiritual advisor, teacher, healer, a psychic. So she's going to be taking your phone calls here this half hour. So great time to call in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard with the question. Okay, so press the 1 on your phone and call in at this time. And if you're new to Journey in the Light, make sure you click on the follow button located at the top left of your screen so you get updates You'll get an email sent to you about 15 minutes before the show starts, letting you know who the guest is and the time. And because Journey and Light Spiritual Radio has been on the air for the past 9 years, and we do about 3 to about 7 hours a day of guests all around the world. And we take your calls just about every single show. So, and then all the shows are in the archive. So if we're not live, you can definitely still come here, and I don't think you would run out of shows. I know many people that listen to the archives at all hours and all places you could think of. So great place to be. So, all right. As you guys are calling in, let's join in with our guest, Kristen Joy, to Journey of Light. Welcome back, Kristen.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you. Yeah, it's a great Wednesday. So good to be back, and hope everything is going well for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, storms. We had another big storm last night roll through, but everything is still together here, though. Some folks about a town couple of hours west of us got hit by a tornado yesterday evening, and quite a few homes were just leveled. And hate to see that, because I know what they're going through, because I went through that about 4 years ago. So, but anyway.
Well, hope everybody was all right. I mean, I know that's never an easy thing at all.
Right. I think everybody made it through it. So, yeah, that's a good thing. Kristen, what's the topic today?
Ooh, a little bit on meditation.
Okay, great. I'll let you talk about that. And then once you're done, we'll go to the callers. How does that sound?
That sounds like a very cool plan.
Alrighty, awesome.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you for everyone that's listening. And again, yes, my name is Kristen Joy. And like Michael said, I'm a spiritual teacher, healer, mentor. I do energy work, again, mediumship, readings, my gifts of clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience. And basically those are some of the, you know, gifts that we're all given anyways. But, you know, it's just up to each individual to, you know, if they want to kind of, you know, develop them. So anyway. But that's kind of been a work in progress for me. So, but like I said, I was going to talk a little bit about meditation. The cool thing is with meditation, you know, everyone has, there's all the different, you know, thoughts and teachings on it. And, you know, but for me, again, this is something that's coming from just not only what I've learned in classes and so on and so forth, but also my own personal experience. And so I'll just try to keep it simple and basic, just because, you know, it's always good to kind of get a nice foundation with anything, you know. And then from there, you kind of just really do make it your own practice. And the benefits of it are, you know, manyfold, but one of them, at least for me, has been a lot on being very present. You know, not being in your head, and, you know, it does help to focus, you know, just it's very, at times, you know, especially when, you know, the world just seems like it's just going nuts, it does help you to also go within and to find what, you know, to be truly grateful about, you know, and it doesn't take a lot of time. It can be, to start with, just very simple things, basics that you can do is just to breathe, you know, for each person. And I know, again, depending on your physical capabilities and whatnot, you know, it could just be something as simple as just a simple breathe in and sigh out, you know, just, again, just breathing in, maybe hold it for a second and then breathe out. You know, it's not something you have to force. It's not something, you know, it should hopefully come naturally, you know. And, again, for each person it is different. And that's one of the first things to start with, is just learning to pay a little bit more attention throughout your day to, am I even breathing? Because so many of us get so caught up in our day-to-day fun and adventures and stress and family and obligations and work and so on and so forth that it's like, I know and I do this too. It's a constant reminder even for myself just to breathe. Just slow down and pay attention. And, you know, even if you, get a timer or you're like, I don't have time, whatever, we all have time. So I always tell people, hey, you have time to go to the bathroom. You have time to do this. So, you take your time, do a minute, start with a minute. And just whether you have to walk out of, let's say you're at work, and walk outside. If you can't get outside, maybe you're sitting in your cubicle or whatever you can find, whatever little space you can find, and just breathe, just focus on it, do whatever you can. It's just a real, again, nice, basic, good foundation. You can do this, and you can do it anywhere. You can do it in the car. You can do it on a train. You can do it on a plane, wherever you're going to be, just breathe in and breathe out. Very easy, no forcing. For those that have been doing it for a while, maybe you meditate a lot, maybe you meditate a little. Again, and for me, I've had to find kind of weave my way around with this. And it's, again, just one step at a time, one day at a time, stop and go, oh, my goodness, I needed that breath. And, just those little simple acts are a great way to begin a more inward focus in your life. Kind of a mental, it's a day awake meditation, so to speak. And then once you progress from there, get outside and you don't have to sit down and close your eyes and do all like the very formal, meditations and stuff. And hey, if you can, great, fantastic, probably talk about that on another show, different things there. But this is just, taking that time every day, if you can do it, and just, hey, am I even breathing? Am I holding my breath? And then stop and breathe. So very simple, very basic. And the fun thing is, once you start doing some of these things more and more, you kind of find yourself wanting to do more. You start craving that downtime or that little time out for yourself, especially if you're traveling in the car. Turn the music. Turn the music down and just breathe, or turn the music up and breathe, whatever that's going to be for you. Obviously make sure you're paying attention to what you're doing. Again, it doesn't have to be anything hard and fast. There's no hard and fast rules with this. If you want to get more into beyond this, obviously, there's so much out there with, the whole mindful awareness movement. It's really the ultimate goal is to basically be in your own peace, getting back to what is in your heart of hearts and, just being able to be in the eye of the storm, but not letting anything bother you. So that's a long-term goal for many, and many people do actually find that they can get there. So, but again, just starting with something as simple as close your eyes, keep your eyes open, whatever you want to do, and breathe. It's a great way to start any kind of meditation, adventure, practice, way of life, and however you want to say it. So anyways, that is it from my time today on that. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kristen. That was great. Enjoyed that. I'm sure the listeners did too. We're going to go to the part now of going to the caller. So we invite folks to call on in now, 347-884-8245, and ask Kristen your questions. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, and let's go to our first caller, area code 562. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Yvonne from California.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. My question is, When do you see me getting a new apartment?
A new apartment. Okay. Oh, how fun. Looking for a new place. Always, you know.
Yes.
I'm kind of getting, first things off the bat was, if you can be kind of open-minded about things. So, because I know sometimes we get into, I want this, I want to be here, I'm going to, you know, pay this much, and so on and so forth. So they're just saying not to be closed off to other possibilities, if that makes sense for you.
Yes.
And I know one thing they did say in particular that I'm getting is that you do want to be close to work. You know, I don't know what your commute is like now or any of that, but that is one thing that would say is to be a manifester of your own life or a creator of your own life. You know, there are some things that if you want to try to be specific about, you can do so. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I get where you're at, too. It's a little congested. So have you I'm kind of seeing you needing to be a little bit more in the area of more trees and parks.
Okay.
For whatever reason, because of some of the changes you have going on in your life, have a lot of that, like you're needing to be either you like outdoors, you need to be more outdoors or outdoorsy, so to speak.
Okay.
Do you have a bike? I kept seeing a bike.
No, I don't.
Okay. If it's something you can do, you know, and so on and so forth, either, you know, you can rent bikes, you can do all sorts of stuff. But obviously, depending on your, you know, physical capability, all that good stuff. But there's some, you know, some things with that as well. If, trying to see what else. But in the way of a new place, I'm getting a few months yet.
Okay.
I was getting like up to three. It could be up to 3 months.
Okay, cool. Okay.
But yeah, there's some specifics that if you want to, you can put it out there. All right.
Okay.
And it doesn't mean you're stuck. You know, you never are. You have free will, choice, all that good stuff. So you know, put it to the universe. You never know what you're going to get.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Oh, no, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Good luck. I hope it goes absolutely fabulous. Let me know, though.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it, Yvonne. And before we go to the next call, Kristen, would you tell the folks how people can reach you for private sessions?
Oh, cool. Yay. You can contact me a couple different ways. One is through email. I have a website and a calendar and whatnot, but I do tell people, you know, I've kind of had some, you know, recent changes and stuff in my own life. So basically I just said, hey, you know, if you can contact me via email or you can text or call me and then we can set up individually from there. So the email is kristenjoylife@gmail.com. And then the phone number is area code 586-291-6039, and you know, just kind of go from there. It's awesome.
Okay, we do have the website links all listed here on the show page, phone number, all that stuff, you know, contacts to contact Kristen, all right here on the show page. And let's go next to Pennsylvania, and I believe this is Bonnie to the show.
Oh, yes. Hello, Michael. How are you doing?
Hey, welcome. I knew that was you.
Thank you. Yeah, good memory.
Yeah, sometimes.
I have a quick question. My dad's birthday is this Friday. Oh, so, I'm sorry, Saturday, May 20th. And I'm just wondering if he has any messages for me.
Your dad has any messages. Okay, Bonnie, let's see. Let's see if your dad is... Okay. Yep. I'm listening for him, so don't think that I'm not not responding, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
I get just an immense amount of peace from him.
You get what?
Peace. He's just, it's like an energy that sometimes it's hard to describe to people, but like if you were wondering if he's in peace or happy or, you know, I mean, it's kind of general, but, you know, that's, and that also, okay, he wants to connect in a sense more with you. I don't know, have you ever worked on being open to more communication from him?
Yes, I am. I got three signs already.
Okay, because my throat was getting very warm, and normally that's an interesting indication of an energy that, you know, is coming. It's your throat is communication, and
okay.
the way they communicate sometimes it's going to be different than maybe other mediums and so on and so forth. But I do feel like it's kind of like you're being helped in a sense, so that you can more easily understand him. Not to mention, so you can communicate with him, and also, and I don't ask anyone to believe in this, it's all their own faith, but if you believe in angels and the divine and whatnot, also a lot of healing going on in your throat, because I don't know if you have had trouble communicating.
No.
Okay, but it's either it could be communicating, or another way of looking at it is getting out what you need to say sometimes.
Okay.
So, and that, I get the word forgiveness as well. I'm not getting clarity on what that's all about. So if there's something that some of it's coming from him, and there are some things that he's not saying what all it was, but just that hopefully, you know, in some way, shape, or form, if there was something that was not forgiven, whether it's on your end or his end, that that's coming through as well.
Okay.
So it's a lot of getting some clarity too. Oh, I get clarity for you in your life as well. So it's like helping you with your path. Does that make sense?
Oh, he's helping. He's guiding me.
Yes. He's like you said. Really need you need to speak your truth. And even if
I
you
am.
Feel like, okay, and it's just like you're getting like this bump up, so to speak, you know, like a higher communication, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. I told him before he passed that I want to receive nickels. And when I bought my mom a Mother's Day present, or not Mother's Day, a Valentine's present, I took a step outside the convenience store and I looked down and there's a shiny, brand new 2017 nickel shining up at me. And I told him, he knew I wanted to receive, I received three nickels. I have three nickels in total so far.
And five is, depending again, it's angel numbers. And so fives are numbers for change and transformation. And you had three of them, which can indicate a lot of change in your life. So
yes, good change.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So some people think, oh, it's going to be like, you know, yeah. Well, change is change, you know, and it's all it's all depending on your perspective and so on and so forth. And so, and for you, this sounds just everything I'm getting is, you know, fabulous, because you do have a really good outlook on things.
And how will he celebrate his birthday up in heaven? Will he be like peeping down at us? Like, because this will be our first birthday away from him.
He's happy. Like I said, just a lot of peace. I didn't know. I see him a lot by water at times.
Okay.
So, because I don't know if he fished. I don't know if he was on a boat or what it was.
Yes.
But I kept seeing him by water. He's very peaceful.
Good. Okay, that's good. I'm happy. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
Oh, thank you. You too. And many blessings to you and your family.
Thank you. Bye, Michael.
All right. Bye-bye, Bonnie. Take care. Have a special day, Saturday. Be thinking of you guys. All righty.
Yeah, many blessings.
Yes, yes. We could take one last really quick call. Just
quick.
3.5
okay.
minutes left. Christy, Alabama, welcome.
Well, hello. How are you guys?
Hi.
Hi.
Doing good.
I just wanted to stop in, say hello, and tell you thank you very much for blessing everybody tonight with the good words and the information that you have channeled through. So just thank you to both of you guys.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. That is so sweet. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks,
so,
Christy.
Yes, I don't. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything other than that, just to shower some blessings.
All right.
Blessed be to both of you. Thank you.
Oh,
great.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
Yes.
You're welcome.
It's a great ending. So thank you, Christy. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Really special. Oh, I hit the wrong button.
Oh.
Okay. There we go. Sorry.
It's okay. You're in trouble, young man.
Now you sound like my mom.
Oh,
you're channeling my mom.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry. Oh, but it's with love. It's with love.
Yes, right. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, well, Christy really enjoyed it, as I always do, when you come and stop on by. So, thanks for blessing us with you know, your energy, which is always really nice and soothing and beautiful. So, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, many blessings to you, Michael, and everyone. So have a great week, though, okay? And be safe.
All righty. You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Yes, that's the spiritual energy. That's the spiritual energy. Coming through loud and clear. So, okay, everybody redial as our next guest will come on in, as this show now will end. Thanks to everybody.